Larissa, thanks for being here today.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Aaron.
Tomorrow is Small Business Saturday, with kind of the holiday season, as we talked about last week, kicking off and really getting into gear now. We're actually talking the Coffee Connection right now, which is actually taking part in some Friday festivities and fueling people up. And they'll be open tomorrow as well for Small Business Saturday to fuel people around Knoxville. Talk about the opportunities that people have here in Knoxville, on the square, on Lincoln, all the different places that people can go.
Yeah, well, you know, Small Business Saturday is exactly that. It is for our small businesses. We want to be able to say, you know what, Black Friday, you've got your box stores, you can go to Des Moines, you can head out of town, but when we come back on Saturday, Small Business Saturday is for our local businesses, and we want to support them as they've invested into our community. So I encourage our shoppers, when they're thinking about holiday gift buying, to shop local. We do want to support, again, our businesses who are here in Knoxville, our business owners who invest in our community by saying, you know what, we're going to put a business here. So there are plenty of options on Highway 14. There's options on Pleasant Street. There's options here in the downtown district as well. And yeah, they would love to have your business. So,
and really, when you think about it, when you're shopping on Friday in a big box store, maybe you're shopping, you know, the money goes to a stock and, you know, it goes to pay all these dividends to people and whatnot. When you're shopping on Small Business Saturday, when you're shopping at these small local stores, you're paying for maybe a child's dance lesson or a grandchild's, you know, a toy for the year, and that's right. I mean, it's a real local connection. Like you said, they reinvest into the community as well.
Well, they are, and quite honestly, you're paying for these stores to stay in Knoxville. So I hear a lot of skepticism and cynicism from not everyone, but a few people. When we say shop local, we hear quite often, where do we shop at local at? Where are the stores? Well, the stores are here. We have stores. In the past year, Downtown Square has 6 new stores, including a restaurant. So that's huge. They're successful stores, and they have items that would make great gifts.
And yeah, I mean, that's something that you can consider too. A Knoxville basket, I think, is something you brought up last week.
It is. And that is actually going for our Ladies Night Out. And Ladies Night Out will be next week on November 29th from 5 to 8. Now, not every store is going to participate, but we are going to promote the stores that will participate. And this is something new this year. And again, this is getting people into the stores for the holiday season and inviting them in to spend money at these stores for gifts. So as an incentive for that night, brought it up, the Gifts of Knoxville basket, and it's where we've had generous donations into this one basket to be drawn on Friday morning. So people will go shopping for Ladies Night Out that Thursday night, and there'll be boxes there. You can put your name and phone number in, and your name may be drawn the next day, but there are hundreds of dollars in this Knoxville Gifts of Knoxville basket. And this is just showing people and showing the community that these are ideas and items that you can give as gifts. So
we talk about small businesses and their investment in the community, but it also shows that the collaboration of these businesses here in town, they can work together. I mean, really, you're not competitors against each other here, you're competitors against maybe the big box stores, you could say.
Yeah, I think so. I think we're competitors against the big box stores, but we're competitors against other communities as well. We need to be able to work together and collaborate to get that wheel going and to get the momentum built in order to move forward as a community. And it takes all partnerships. It takes partnerships between each of these individual stores and small businesses. It takes partnerships between professional businesses that we have in the community. And it takes a partnership with the community to say, you know what, I'm willing to reinvest back into Knoxville. So it's a big wheel, and I think we're moving.
And I think it's kind of cool too when you think about all the local programs that you maybe have, say Knoxville's Got Talent, that's sponsored by local businesses, all the things that Iowa State Savings Bank helps sponsor, all the things that a number of businesses help sponsor in the community, they reinvest back. That's because businesses here are working together in order to put those things on, provide opportunities, and that's because people support them here.
And that's right. And I think we're seeing the success of those things. You know, before this year, I have been a spectator. I've shopped local. Of course, we have a business here in the community, but also enjoyed the things those sponsorships provided, whether they're events, whether they're opportunities of some kind. This is the first year, and I've been at the Chamber exactly a year now, where I can see how this all works, how this works together, and how there's momentum built behind these things. We're having events that are bigger than they ever were before, and that inspires people to want to give more. So people are appreciative, I guess.
So how do people find out what businesses are participating in Ladies Night Out?
Absolutely. Well, check KNIA, I believe, is going to have some things. And then the Chamber website at www.winwithknoxville.com, as well as the Chamber's Facebook page, will have this list of stores that are participating. So.
And then I guess one more thing I was just thought of regarding Small Business Saturday. A lot of times when you're doing a lot of shopping, you bring big vehicles around, a lot of gas money spent on those things. Here, you just cruise over to the square, you can toss your things in the back of your vehicle, and you see your friends and neighbors doing the same thing.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, that's exactly right. And I think that Small Business Saturday is so great because you're looking at shopping local. You're looking at going in and spending money and buying things for the holiday season, but I think that extends over, you're talking about bringing your big vehicle, to shopping local, buying gas from your community gas stations. Yeah, absolutely.
All right, anything else you'd like to add to that?
I've been in contact with Santa Claus. Santa came for a Living Windows Lighted Parade. He is going to be here actually every Saturday in December from, and I don't even have those dates yet, but he will be downtown Knoxville on the square for just an opportunity to have kids come and see him and tell them their Christmas list. So
that's awesome. That's 4 Saturdays, I think. So it starts on December 1st?
It'll start on December 1st, and we're still trying to work some things out, so we're not exactly sure of a location yet, but he will be here, and he wants to come to Knoxville, so we are absolutely going to give the big man his due and find a spot for him.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, Larissa.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Aaron.